Blog Talk Radio.
Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
As it comes, Boyd.
Wash road!
It's a remix!
It's gonna be a beautiful night.
CISA, it's Tiffa and Nico.
I got the champagne. Everybody get
champagne
glad.
Champagne Dave, big boat night.
Let's start it off sexy, what do you say?
How did Jamaican flavor do?
And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gonna do it like this.
Right now, I have Walt the Wizard Miller. Walt, welcome to the show. What's going on, Walt?
I'm cooling, man. And yourself?
I can't call it. New year, new things. Out with the old and with the new, you heard?
Exactly, exactly. That's how we're trying to do it.
No doubt. So, Walt, now, well, we know your topic. We're going to get into that. But before we get into all that, you want to tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
You know, my name is Walt, a.k.a. The Wiz. Born and raised in the Bronx. Right now, I'm a photographer, and I manage Black Ink Gallery Tattoo Parlor in Harlem. Check us out, specializing in all custom work. You know, I'm a father of two. I'm just trying to, you know what I mean, just trying to be the coolest dude in the world. That's it, man.
So you do, I feel you. So you doing it, a tattoo and a photographer thing.
Yeah, so man, you got to have more than one hustle nowadays. Got to have more than one hustle nowadays. As long as it's legit, I don't mind what you do, you know?
I feel you. All right, what's your topic for this evening?
I wanted to just talk about, like, you know, just my generation and how far away we are with this love thing, especially us Black folks, man. We just so far away from it, so crazy. We got caught up in all this hype of this internet and everything else, man. Like, people don't even know how to just really love one another no more, man. It's too crazy on the streets.
So you feel like, you know, mainly with our nationality is mainly like an internet thing, and they just going crazy at it.
I mean, it's more of a just a like a in the now thing. Like everything is in the now. Nobody believes in the long term. Nobody believes in letting time do its job anymore and shit like that. You know, so it's like it's just really different. It's really difficult. You know, when it really doesn't have to be. You know. We're so far away when we don't really have to.
I feel you. Now, what made you choose that specific topic to discuss tonight?
I mean, simply because, like, me personally, what I'm going through and just, like, my peers, what I hear what they're going through, a lot of people, you know, I know a lot of folks that are parents, but I don't know a lot of couples. I don't know a lot of married couples. You know, I don't know a lot of people that have been together for about 5, 10, 20 years and stuff like that and still going on and all that. So, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking, like, really, like, as far as this our future is concerned, you know, we're going to be lost if we keep going this route. Like, it's going to be a bunch of baby fathers and baby mothers, and that's not cool at all.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Walt the Wizard to discuss his topic or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, I understand what you mean about the fact of, you know, not being in a long-term relationship, but could it also be, once again, society that's breaking out? Do you think it's just the people in general that's dealing in the situation?
I mean, you can blame society, but for so much, it's really the individuals. Like, you still have the power, you still have the control of how you move or how you decide to live your life or, you know what I mean, how you decide to carry out a situation. You know what I mean? Nobody can make you do anything regardless if that's the hit, what's hit for, regardless if that's what, you know what I mean, in the norm. It's still you up to the individual to make that choice at the end of the day. So I can't really blame society as why we are the way we are. You know, it's not people. We allow ourselves to, you know, we allow ourselves to fall into that. We allow ourselves to get caught up in the, oh, this is how it's supposed to be, so... Yeah.
Now that's true, but then you have the females that also have the friends.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Because you have the females that have the friends that female don't have nobody, and she'll be like, well, you know what, girl, it's garden party. You don't need him, such and such. Now, me, my personal opinion, us males on the other side, we don't go that route. What we'll do, the majority of us will be like, yo, let's just go out for a drink, you know. Things will get better. That's the way I see it, by me having experience in it and everything. But you got the females that be like, well, you know what? You don't need him, girl. Let's just go out. Let's go party. Let's go drink. Meanwhile, that female that's saying that, she don't have nobody.
She ain't got nobody at home. She's super lonely. And you know what they say, misery loves company. So they're not going to encourage any of that, especially if they're not happy. When you have a friend that's happy, she'll talk to you and they'll be like, don't worry about it, things will get better, blah, blah, blah. But you got that bitter friend, she's going to be like, oh, forget him. You don't need him, you ain't never need him, and vice versa. And that's sad, man. It's like, it's real sad. And that's mainly because she's basing off, like, just her one bad experience. All men all of a sudden now are, like, the worst ever. Like, and I don't like when people do that, the generalizing of everything. Nah. You got a bad experience, I understand, it's cool, but don't be thinking all guys are dogs. And just like with the men, you have a bad experience, don't be thinking all women are bees or, you know what I mean, or hoes or tricks or whatever, whatever.
Exactly.
Like, you got to take each one individual, deal with each individual situation as it come along.
Exactly.
People got to understand, like, nobody's perfect, man. Like, nobody is perfect. That's what everybody fail to realize. Like, there's no such thing as a perfect being. You got to learn to take people for the good and the bad nowadays. Everybody's looking for that perfect person, and any little bad thing, is they're using it as an excuse as to why it can't work or whatever, whatever. I can't stand that.
Exactly. And see, that's the bad part. So in a way, what's bad about our national, because you got the Caucasians, they're not going to tell they girlfriends that. It's our nationality that's telling their girlfriends that. And that's what they fell to realize.
Yeah. Us black folks, we're our own worst enemies nowadays. Like, you don't really hear too many other nationalities downing one another like we do. If they may have their differences, cool and understandable. But the way we down a black man and a black woman is, like, this is ridiculous. Like, oh, my gosh. It's black women are just, they feel an attitude. They're so bitter. And black men, or they don't want nothing. All they want is one thing. They ain't no good. And all. It's sad, man. It's sad.
Exactly. Well, we got some callers on the line.
let's bring the first caller in
right now. The caller, you on the
What's
air.
Up?
Who are we speaking to? What's going on?
Hey, God, what it do?
Ed,
what's going on, man? What's up?
What's up, man? How y'all feeling, man? How y'all feeling?
We know you got something going on tonight, too. We definitely going to be up in the building. Well,
yeah,
I
appreciate
that. Did you hear what topic for this evening?
About black love? Give me straight, because I'm just walking in the door. I have to take a nap before I get it on tonight, so. All right,
well, give Ed, your topic again.
What up, Walt?
Ed, let's know your point of view on it.
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
Ed,
yeah.
Ed, I just want to say, before you even get off, you know, I want you to get the information and everything to where your joint going to be at tonight. We're going to get into that.
All right.
So you can give your information. All right? But, Walt, go ahead with your topic.
Yeah. I was just talking about just black love and, like, really, like, the lack of it. Like, why us as black people are, like, so far apart. And, like, to be honest, like, I got this topic from the book Conversation by Hill Harper. You know, I mean, he really talks about it, and I feel like us as black folks, we really need to talk about things more. It's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, we are so far apart, bro. It's like, it's sad right now.
I really agree. I totally agree with you right now. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think is the reason why? Like, what's your reason? What do you think is the reason why?
Well, I truly believe that, I truly believe there's more than one reason. First off, I think a lot of it has to do with extrinsic factors also. The fact that, the economy is playing a major part in it right now, in particular. So many people are out of work, and so many ladies are on the forefront starting to hold the household down more,
Nice.
Now they're out there in the market, and the men are taking a beating in their self-esteem right now, and some of the women say, well, your man in there ain't doing nothing and everything, this, that, and the third, which ain't right. You know what I'm saying? It's a phenomenon right now that we as men, we find ourselves in positions that we don't want to be in, because we used to be in providers, we used to be in protectors, and we used to be in the alpha male, and a lot of us brothers are in a situation that we can't be. A lot of us are just coming home from jail, coming home from jail, from doing bids, after being in the street hustling and grinding, whether it was right or wrong, they're coming home realizing that the corners aren't there for them like they used to be, so they can't get that bread like they used to, whether it's legit or not,
Mm-hmm.
And, the dynamic is really jacked up out there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's one of the things, but there's more. You got to also deal with, like you said, the ego part of it, pride part of it. And the generational curse, that's always there, but we have to work on it. We have to work on it. It's a struggle, man. It's a real struggle. Even with professionals that they both work in, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
Well, you got the phone lines lit up with this topic right now. Hey, we're gonna bring another caller in. We're gonna answer your question, your question in a minute. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi,
yes,
this is Michelle.
What's up, Michelle?
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Right. Okay. Did you hear the topic?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your point of view on the topic?
Okay, I was listening from the beginning, and I was hearing his name again.
Walt.
Okay, I kind of agree with you on some points, but then you saying it's like the females, it's not always the females. You got some good females like me that stay home and take care of their men and take care of their family, but men find reasons to, like, want to go out there and do them. And you got a supportive woman like me that want to stick with their family, and then they just go out there and cheat, and it has nothing to do with the girlfriend or anything like that. You know, I feel like it is society in a way, because there's a lot of stress, because it's the jobs, it's like it's hard to get jobs, it's like everything is so high, the cost of living is so high, it's like everybody's aggravated about everything.
I definitely understand like money being a stress factor in people and stuff like that, so it's hard for me to focus on anything else when you're worrying about bills and how your kids are going to get about the day, or how your kids are going
to
eat and stuff like
that.
I definitely understand it.
Right, it's like you got some men that come into families that's already a family and don't even have kids by the woman, you know, and they try to take a toll on that. So it is a lot of stress, but, I mean, if you're going to be a man, stick with it, deal with it. You knew the situation when you came in a relationship, you know?
Yeah.
So to get frustrated and want
to... A lot of people try to change the situation like they didn't know what was going on when they came in. That's a good point.
Exactly. You know, it is stress. And you do got good women out there that will stick by their men. But when a man want to just get frustrated and want to go elsewhere, that's not fair to the woman, you know? It's not fair.
Yeah.
I just got out of a bad relationship. You know, and I stuck by mine, and I'm just learning to deal with it now. You know, it's stressful, but I'm dealing with it, so.
To talk more about that, I understand that part, you know what I mean, with the men, and I really feel like, you know, because of the roles have changed, a lot of men don't know how to readjust and still maintain that whole man thing and still be the man in a relationship.
And
even though the woman
excuses,
might be the breadwinner, even though she might be. They use a lot of excuses, and that's the real sucker move, you know what I'm saying? They're really messing it up for a lot of folks out there. But don't get me wrong, on the flip side, some women don't really know how to really, you know what I mean, be in that situation and not let it go to their head. A lot of women will put that in a man, like the moment they disagree, well, you know what you could do, there's the door, and all that stuff. And if you're constantly hearing that from your woman, at the end of the day, like, you're going to wind up leaving, because nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear, like, their you know what I mean, their trials and tribulations. Like, I know I'm messed up right now. I don't need you as my woman to keep throwing that back in my face every time we having a disagreement.
Okay,
you know
that's
what I'm
true.
So not every woman is that supportive, you know what
Definitely
I'm saying? So that plays a part as well. Like, me, I've been in a situation where I've had a woman, because she didn't like something I've done, kick me out, throw away all my clothes and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, like that, you know, so it made me as a man to be like, you know, it's hard to really go in that again, or even hard to really go about that situation, because you don't want to go into all that stuff. Because, like I said, not every woman will be that supportive, or will remain as supportive that she says she will. She may talk all of that at the beginning, but when things really get rough, that's when you really see who's who and what's what, you know?
Right.
All right. Hold on, boy. We have another call on the line for you. All right. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yo.
Hello.
Hey, this
yes.
is Clint. How you doing?
What's going on, Clint?
All right, Walter Wizard,
Clint, as well as GQ Film. You got Walter Wizard. You heard his topic for the evening?
Oh, yes, I have, and I have a lot to say here. All the points here that are made tonight are very valid, but we're missing, like, some of the most important points. See, our generation is a throwaway generation. We are not like our parents. And let me just explain what I mean
no
by
way
throwaway generation.
No
exactly.
way are we like
we will in a minute, the minute the relationship is challenged on any level, like you were saying earlier, Ross, how you did something and the girl didn't like it, she threw everything out, including you. Right? Back in our parents' day, and this is the reason why I am like such a strong advocate for men, especially black men, being the fathers that they need to be, being the husbands that they need to be. You know, we were raised in homes where if our fathers wasn't there, we're not taught how to be fathers. We're not taught how to be lovers to our wives.
Right.
Because we don't have that. We don't have that example. So here you have a generation of young men that don't know, first of all, don't even know how to be a man because we're not taught how to be a man.
To begin with, exactly. We don't even know how to be a man to begin with.
Right. So when we get in a relationship, we don't know how to be in a relationship because we didn't have nobody to show us how to be in a relationship. So in order for us to get past this whole throwaway stuff, right, we got to, you know, the men that we are now, if we got sons and we got daughters, we need to be in those children's lives so
right.
we can teach them how to be men, how to be fathers, how to be providers. Now, when it comes to the economy, right, that's like the number one factor that's killing our generation, and especially black people in general. See, I was a child of the civil rights movement, and I got to tell you, we had one thing that unified us as a people. We had Jim Crow. And the minute Jim Crow went away and some of us got ours and got mine and got, you know, I did mine, you do yours, right? We never looked at the community as a whole and said, you know what, I got mine, let me give back to the community. Because in order for us to strive as a community, as a people, we got to start helping each other. And the first thing we do
mm-hmm.
is the minute we get ours, we're gone.
It's over.
Yeah.
We're gone.
So when it comes, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're right.
But when it comes to black love, we can't have black love when we're like, I got to get mine. If I got mine, you get yours. And then when it comes to relationships, right, here you have, when you got black women who've been raised in single parent home with the mom struggling, most nine times out of ten, the mom raising them, you know, and they say, you don't need no good nigga. First of all, sorry for using the word nigga, but you know, they grow up somewhere in their psyche. The minute they get with a guy, and the guy just do something, just one thing wrong, oh, the ghost of mom's voice is right there. Oh, he's no good nigga. I got to get rid of him. And that's the reason why
you're
a throwaway generation. Because
okay.
The minute,
hold on.
The minute
we have another caller on the line. Hold on, Clint. I don't mean to cut you off. Give me a minute. We have these lines is flooded right now.
Oh,
I want to try
thing,
to get as many as I can so Walt can hear these questions and give everybody his comments. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello? Hi.
Walt, hello. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Kimberly. Hi, Walter.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and show you some love.
Cam, I love you, Cam. I appreciate you.
No problem. Keep doing your thing, and I hope you guys. This is awesome.
Kim, you're the greatest, Kim. I love you.
Nice.
Yes, you're good people.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kimberly.
No problem.
We have another caller.
Bye, guys.
You're welcome. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to say
okay.
Happy New Year and everything like that. I also
all
want
right.
to say, you know, as an older gentleman and as a father.
Hey, that's my pops, everybody. That's my pops on line right now.
All right.
Pops on line right there.
As a father that grew up, you know, without, there was no book for me. You know what I'm saying? All I knew is I wanted to be a father that I didn't have. You understand what I'm saying? And I had the opportunity to do it, and I'm going to tell you something. It was not easy. It was not easy. You know, sometimes, you know, I wonder when my son, you know, picked up everything. No, I picked up what it was I needed for him. You understand what I'm saying? Then I didn't want to overcrowd him, you understand, because I want him to learn what it meant to be a man from what's inside of him, because inside of each of us we have
mm-hmm.
everything we need. But all it takes is another and our family, the family influence, especially for the men, you understand what I'm
Amen.
Saying, to bring that out of us. And then each of us, we go in our different ways. That's how we go through our trials in life. And a relationship with a woman, you know, I'm going to tell you, I love my children's mother very, very much, and we lost her early. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Had she lived, I know it would have been a real struggle, but we would have made it. You understand what I'm saying? No doubt in my mind. It's to watch
mm-hmm.
my children grow up now and deal with their children, I'm going to tell you something. I am a very, very proud father because I feel like, in other words, I've helped to keep that line going. We didn't die out
in
black men. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
very, very important. You know what I'm saying?
Not
and I just want
approach.
To say that, and I'm going to get on off of here before I get off.
Yeah, he always taught me to be a better father than anything he ever could be, man.
I love
man.
You
for calling in,
man. Yeah, God bless you, man. Hey, my birthday's coming
lot,
up on the 22nd, dude. Don't forget.
I know that. I'm going to call you. Don't worry about it, man.
All right, please. I love you, man. Later.
I love you, man.
I love you too.
All right. We have another call on the line, but before we bring that caller on, Eddie.
Yo, what up?
All right, I want you to tell them the information real fast about your party and everything real fast.
Okay, my party, two brothers, you know, that I work with, party like Mo and Rock, they call themselves Party Like a Bus Star. It started with bus drivers, but it got much bigger than that. They're throwing my birthday party at a Red Star Bar, on 37 Greenpoint Avenue on the corner of West Street in Brooklyn. It's the last street before you even get to the water, overlooking the skyline of Midtown Manhattan. Free to get in, $40 open bar from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. DJ Centron is going to be banging out old school R&B, house music, and some hip-hop throwbacks, and we going in. It's a good time, very liberal dress code, you know, don't come in there slouching, but, you know, you don't have to put on no tux or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're looking to bring people together and have a good time. It's all love. GQ in the building.
Nice.
You know what it is.
Oh, no, don't doubt.
Happy birthday to you once again, brother Ed.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Ed.
You and everybody. Thank you. It's been a humbling experience. Y'all showed me mad love. You know, GQ has always been in my corner from when I got in. And, you know, and I'm thanking God for each and every one of you, man. You know, and this topic here is close to my heart because, you know, to grow up in a single household and everything else like that, I wanted to be the father that I didn't have growing up, even though, thank God, my father got back in my life. And, you know, I got three beautiful kids, 23 years old, 7, and 2. And, you know, I've been with my wife now for 12 years, and it ain't been easy. But I wouldn't change nothing in the world for it, man. Real talk.
Good looking,
definitely,
Ed.
Definitely, man. And, you know, my pops just called and all that stuff, man. Like, that's not my biological father, but that's the only dad I knew. You know what I mean? My father wasn't around to raise me and all that stuff, so he stepped in, you know what I mean? That's my sister's father, but he stepped in, so that's my father as well. That's my pops as well. And it's like he said, like, he did have, he really did let me learn life as well as on my own, as well as what he was able to teach me and all that other stuff. And it's because of the stuff that I went through with him and seeing him, my mother, and how they went through it, is that I'm trying to be the father that I am now. Like, I teach my son, he looks up to me like, oh, daddy, I want to be like you. I was like, no, you're going to be a better man than me. Because, he's going to be a better man. He has no choice but to be a better man. As long as I'm alive, he's going to be a better father than me. He's going to be a better man than me. Because I'm going to take what I've learned and put it into him and also let him live his life as well so he can learn more and he'll be a little more, you know what I mean, in tune. Because I wasn't always, I didn't really always have it. My mom and my pops really was going through it. I'm an 80s baby, so that explains that I really went through the struggle. I know what the struggle is like. I'm blessed that my kids don't know what a pantry line looks like. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed that my kids don't have to work. They don't know what living in a shelter is like. I went through all of that so they don't have to. You know what I'm saying? I went through all of that, and I really feel like our generation, we need to redefine that word man. We need to redefine that word father. We need to redefine that word husband.
I definitely agree with you all. And we have another call on the line. We have another call on the line. Caller, are you there?
What?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you want to
get
Alex? Yeah,
you
want to hear? All right. Who are we speaking to?
This is
Hello.
Paul Robinson.
You're going in and out. Your phone is going in and out.
I'm
your phone is going. Your phone is going in and out. We can't really hear you.
How about right now?
I think yes,
you're
a little nigga.
Right now.
I know.
You heard?
Hello? Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Pappy. Yeah, I'm tripping. That's tripping. I'm the. That's my. Yeah.
Don't mind these guys. These are my coworkers online right now, acting a fool. This is how we have shown it before.
Your coworkers about to get cut off.
This is how we have shown it. Supporters are my coworkers right now. That's my mission right now. This is my coworkers.
Yeah, because they're about to get cut off completely.
And I think that's my
right word.
So I want to let everybody know that I'm your biological daddy.
You gotta love these guys.
You know
so
what?
Much.
We're
live? Are we live? Yeah, that's a radio voice.
We
are
live.
We live
on the air.
Walter.
Walter
Ronald.
Walter.
I cannot.
Yeah,
bro.
You can
have right, you know, your fun. You can go to the topic. Caller, are you there?
Right. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead with your go ahead with your boy, you on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, all right, you have another call. Go ahead. Finish your time. Your point of view, Clint.
Well, what my point is that in order for us to get past, you know, where we are, we really need to start looking at helping one another and stop, you know, with all this bashing and things, you know, because what we had back in the 60s when I was a child was like we had this one unifying thing. We don't have that now. And when it comes to
we definitely
don't have it now anymore because of the simple fact of the matter is that everybody's getting theirs. And the minute somebody gets theirs, they forget all about everything else, you know. And, you know, you know, we don't even discuss when we get in a relationship now. We don't even discuss what it is that we want to do with the relationship.
No,
know?
We don't. We just sit back and expect everybody to get it, you know.
Right.
Communication is definitely shot nowadays with us.
And Walter, you made a very interesting point about the fact that how, you know, you just do one thing, and that's reason enough for them to get out of it. You know, it's like, but it doesn't work like that. We just, as a, you know, as a people, and I'm going to be 53 on Sunday. And I'm still dealing with the heartbreak, and it's like it's weird that it's a year, it's been a year now, and here it is. Like this subject is very sensitive for me because of the fact that we don't know how to like just sit down and say, you know what, this is what I need from you, this is what I want, this is, and like the communication thing is like so blurred, but you know, all in all. As long as we have others like Rich and yourself, you know, I think that we'll find an avenue where we can come together.
No
I
doubt.
Definitely
no
agree
doubt.
On that. Communication is shot completely. Like a lot of people, I'm getting to know one another nowadays is courting. That's how you get to know one another. We see how they feel good or they don't feel right or whatever. But definitely don't sit back and let a person know what they want, what they don't want, what they like, what they don't like. And again, my main thing too, like people don't let time do its job. Time is unemployed in everybody's relationship nowadays. I really feel like that case, like it's unemployed, like literally, no one believes in time anymore. Everybody is now. If you're not right now, I can't deal with you. Never alone if I don't got all mine together. But if you don't got yours all together now, I can't deal with you. You know, like
I don't mean to cut you off. We're gonna bring another caller for you. All right?
Yeah, bring him in.
We're going to bring in the last caller for you right now.
Bring him in.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We got Boy on the line. You heard his topic. Let him know. Tell him your point of view on it.
Yeah, my thing is, well, this is T.
Hey, T.
What's up? The main thing, a lot of people, men and women, are scared of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never lied.
Thank you.
That's one of the biggest problems.
It's really, they
that's right.
And people
it's so many. It's so many. When I say to choose from, men and women, you know, you get a taste of this. You know, you get tired of it, so you choose to go kick rocks and go to the next one.
Exactly.
On to the next one.
That's right.
And it's no age limit with it.
Nope.
I'm talking
no,
about
it's
from the
20s
up
to the 50s, 60s, whatever. People are scared of commitment.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
I read
I
in the book
say.
That they said black love is like a revolutionary act. Do you understand what that means? That means, like, what is that relationship with suckers that if you really last long in a relationship, like, you're brave, you know, because it's
mm-hmm.
easy for us to just, you know what I mean? We're a bunch of suckers nowadays. The moment anything goes wrong, oh, no, I can't do it. No one's strong enough to stick to it no more, and I totally agree.
Yeah.
That whole commitment thing, people are scared of it. They don't want it. Well, they may say they want it, but they may not really be built for it when the push goes. It's easy to love someone when everything's all sunny and blue. But when the time is rough, that's when the real love is supposed to really show.
People also got to learn, you know, you can't just love somebody. You got to love yourself first.
Exactly.
Ooh, exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know how to love one another no more. They don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we are, we as black people, we are so against each other.
That's right.
You know, you don't want to see that next
one
happen.
But no reason No reason either. We don't really have no reason. If you really sit back and think, like, we don't even really know why we're so up against one another. We just, it's just been conditioned that way to just be like that.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's sad. Like, really.
It is. But, you know, that's
one another.
On your topic.
It's like
you're
so
topic.
Busy trying to love them
thank
so
you,
bad
you.
That you forget you got to love yourself first.
That's
yeah,
true.
Put your
that's
all
true.
To the relationship and it's
true.
Not working.
But you can't make that next person happy unless you happy.
That's right. You're right. Well, you right.
You're really happy.
What
do you really happy if the other person's not?
Yes.
What happens when you're happy
the other person's
not?
Happy with yourself first because then that'll be able to shine through. If you're going through all of this trouble,
and they have no
going
reason not to be happy. It's all right, all right.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, I have another caller for you. We're going to bring this caller in. I want you to say your final thought because I have Queen coming up next. She's an R&B artist. Her joint's about to hit the streets. And we're going to bring her in. But first, I want you to hear what this caller has to say, Walt, all right?
All right, all right.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Michelle. Also known as Denise.
This is the mother of my, this is the beautiful woman of, you know, the mother of my kids right now on the line right now.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hey,
you
hi,
doing?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi. Go ahead, talk.
Hi. Okay, well, you called, so you have to talk first.
You called, woman. What's
What's your point of view on your husband's topic?
I can't hear you.
What's your point of view on
what's your point of view on the topic?
I mean, black love. I just think it's really non-existent these days. You know, it's not the way it should be.
Oh, we definitely extending this show next week.
We
have a topic for
next week. We have a topic for next week.
Yeah, but
oh yes, well, we definitely got
to
have you back
on
to discuss this topic.
Yeah, this
but
is
what,
something
what
that
I
we
want you to
do is half an hour, Rich. We need more than a half an hour next hour, Rich.
Oh no doubt. What I want you to give your final thought on the topic.
Again, like I said, I just feel like, you know, us as black folks, we really, really start needing to communicate a lot more. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done. Like, even with myself, I find myself, you know, I mean, lost of words. I find myself confused. I find myself not knowing what to say sometimes. You know, people don't understand that everybody makes mistakes, that we're not perfect. That time takes its course. Like my prime example, and I'm gonna finish. Like, say if you buy a house and you plant an apple tree in the back. Now you and your wife, you and your family, you're not gonna sit there and watch that apple tree grow. You're gonna keep going about your lives, keep doing what you have to do. Every now and again, check on it. But the next thing you know, before you know it, you got apple pie, you got apple cider, you got apple juice. But you didn't. But time took its course to get that apple tree. It didn't just come overnight. A lot of people don't understand that nowadays. That everything is like you might be on point, but I may not be. It may take me a little longer to get to where you're at, but that doesn't mean I never will be. People gotta understand that everything happens with time. Time needs to be. We need to hire time a lot more in our relationships.
Before we end this segment, I gotta ask your wife, Michelle. You still on the line?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I'm talking about Walter's wife, Michelle.
Michelle.
I got to ask you this before we end this segment. You said black love doesn't exist. Why?
Because it's pretty much, you know, it's all about lust. You know, I don't know. It's like if you're not a hoe, then, you know, it's not for you. Guys don't care about you. You know,
so you mean to say black love don't exist because a man don't care about you? But black love is based on the feelings between two people, how y'all feel about each other, just like you and your husband. That's black love, the way y'all feel about each other. So you can't say black love don't exist.
Yeah, I was going to disagree with her because I was like, you and Ross seem to be doing real well, and I'm
exactly. You can't say black love don't exist.
Let me correct you, Rich. It's unfortunate, though, but I was a jerk and a-hole to where, like, we're not actually together anymore, but she's still the greatest mother ever. She allows me to still be a father in my kid's life. She allows me to still be there, and she lets me make my initiative. She'll let me know, like, listen, you don't want to be a father, it's unfortunate, but my kids are still going to have what they have, and I love her for that. She allowed me to catch up. I'm playing catch up with a lot of things. I didn't always have it all together. I'm not sitting here like I'm holding them down, whatever. I did not have it all together. I still don't have it all together.
But
you know what I mean? I'm learning how to let go.
You know,
I'm getting much better.
Right. All right. No,
yeah. That's real love. That's real love right
there.
That's true black love right there. That's true black
love. Exactly.
Because she allowed you to be you. And in our generation, we don't allow each other to just be ourselves. And that's what you and your wife have is incredible, man, because
somebody clenching a bag in my ear. I don't know who it is, but
you
put potato chips on the side or whatever.
It is loud. It's real loud.
Potato chips or whatever you're eating on the side, your Doritos. I don't know what it is you're eating. Shout out you want to give.
All right, I just wanted to say I thank everyone for calling and tuning in. Rich, I think people don't know, Rich, we go back like Spider-Man and car seats. I used to do background dance to you when I was about 10 years old. They don't know that, Rich. Like, you watched me grow up. They don't know
that,
Rich.
They still got that tape, too, Walt. They still got
the
tape.
Yeah, I need that tape.
I need that tape
when I lost my shoe. But I just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. I appreciate everybody. Again, this is Walter Wiz. You can check out my tattoo parlor, Black Ink Gallery. We're located in Harlem, 113th Street. You know what I mean? Just Google us. We're everywhere, baby. Again, I love everybody for calling and appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Walt. All right, dog. I want to thank Walt again for joining us tonight. I want to thank y'all, the callers, for calling in on the topic. Starting next week, GQ general question will be from 6 till 7.
Yeah, you need another good hour.
Yeah, no doubt. But coming up next, we have Queen here to talk about what's going on with her in the music industry. And we will also hear her smashing single, He Played Us Both, featuring Deidre, the blues diva. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
It's not chipmunks when I crack or with shattered.
You wonder why you ain't next to me.
on them big B's, brought the Benz out. Elevator press P's for the penthouse. Top those, then we break like Costco's. Roscoe's on his knees with a snot nose. They be like G-neck, Kawasaki T-Rex. Give him some Kleenex, matches little V-neck. Oh, that's what he left, let his mama pick it up. My back up on it, room, room with a pickup truck. That blue and yellow, yeah, that's the Carmelo Jag. I'm bobbing, weave, I'm head on with that Mayweather jab. I get the thumbs up like I'm hailing a yellow cab.
For the delay, the topic was just like, whew, it was
I hear,
you know,
I hear.
Yeah, that's how the show goes, you know, especially when you got that hot topic going on. You know, once again, I want to thank all the callers, you know, that called in. But Queen, let's get to you right now.
Okay.
How you been? How your new year coming so far?
Oh, it is wonderful. Blessed and not stressed. You hear me?
I hear you. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I hear you. Now, you was born in Birmingham, Alabama, right? I could tell by your accent. Also, tell us a little bit about yourself and growing up.
Right. Well, yes, I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, in Green Acres, this west side. With my singing, you know, I started off as when I was two, started off in a church, and that's when I did my first solo. You know, I didn't want to sing with the background. I wanted to sing up front, and ever since 2 years old, I didn't have a microphone in my hand. So,
you know, you look like a little Gladys Knight.
I've been doing it for a very long time.
Oh, I just talk about the little 3-year-old, you know, up on the stage singing, you know, how Gladys Knight was doing her thing, you know. That's all I was saying. Let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents is Christian, right?
Right.
And you sing gospel, right? What made you make that turn to start doing R&B when you were singing gospel?
I really haven't changed as much, but what made me start singing R&B was actually, you know, things that I was going through, you know, in my journey of life, you know what I mean? And the only way I could express myself is through songs. You know, and even though, you know, I could do gospel and everything, but, you know, music is my life, and that's gospel, you know, R&B, blues, jazz, country, you know what I mean? I just don't want to be labeled in just one category. You know, I always put God first, and that's the most important thing, you know, in my life right now. So, I mean, by me having him, you know, first in my life, you know, I do have wonderful parents that are definitely behind me. They do support me, you know. They do that, you know.
And that's a good thing.
I have a lovely, important, you know, family, you know. But that's why I keep my roots. They keep me in line, you know, spiritually and making sure, you know, I'm spiritually connected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about it, because you always got somebody back to support you and keep you, you know, on your toes and doing what you got to do also.
Exactly. Because, you know, sometimes you do get distracted, you know, the devil be busy also, you know.
Exactly.
You got to have, you know, know, you got to have your backbones back there with you, you know, to keep you on track and focused. So I'm blessed to have people like that. Yeah.
Now, you opened for B.B. King. What was that experience like?
That experience was awesome. That was back in 1999. And at the time, I was singing in a club down in Second Avenue, north downtown, at this place called the Williston Bistro. And they brought him down there in that nightclub. And at that time, I was singing with the house band called the Dazz Band at that time, which we actually opened up. And I did, you know, solos and everything. And, you know, just to have a conversation with him. I mean, real, you know, real down to earth, very down to earth. So that was a great experience, you know, to know I was in the presence of a legend, you know, and just having a conversation, you know, not being a fanatic or anything, but just on a respectful level, like, you know what I mean? Wow, this is a moment that I will never forget. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I don't think B.B. King, wow. But you have also opened up for some,
Right. With others like Mighty Clouds of Joy, you know. Right, you know, and I mean, I just really been doing, you know, singing professionally since I was 12, you know, and was in a group called Motion, you know, at the time. So, you know, being in the studio or, you know, having, you know, vocal trainings and stuff like that, that's basically, you know, my whole life really has been about is music, you know.
And at the time you was 12, I think, was it what Motion you was dealing with that you had a single actually played on the radio?
Correct. Back in that time, that was in the 90s. I think it was like 94 maybe, on WNN, WIN FM Radio at the time. Like I said, it was a group called Motion, and it was a song called Not This Way. And at the time, when they did what they do now, you know, like a beat down or whatnot, you know, people send in their original music and the public vote, you know. And so at that time, we did win, you know, a couple of weeks in a row, you know. So it really, that song really got recognition. Shout out to Ms. Randy Beard. That was our manager at the time, you know. She wrote the song. And like I said, it was three of us. It was three girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you was definitely doing it then. And you're doing even bigger things now.
Right,
now, let's get into
this
chat.
I'm trying to.
Oh, you are. You are. You
I'm just doing my best. Trying to.
Because this track we about to play, he played us both, featuring Deidre the Blues Diva. Whew.
Oh, yes. We had to do some like some better right on, you know, on the new year, you know?
How did y'all come up with that concept for that single?
Right. Shout out to Deidre the Blues Diva. She actually wrote the song. And we went over it, and with the track produced by Dr. Snipes Young. And we just heard the music, and she put the words together, and, you know, I was just reading the concept. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up. But at the same time, you know, just put our own little feel in it, you know, on how it go, you know, our own little style, you know. We telling a story, you hear me? You know.
That female thing. All right, so you know what I do? I want to get into that track right now. And since I know it's that female thing, I want you to introduce it.
Okay. What's up, world? It's your girl, Queen. And right now you're about to listen to He Played Us Both, featuring Deidre the Blues Diva. Check it out.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Excuse me, is your name Deidre?
Yes, it is.
Nice to meet you, Deidre. I'm Queen. King's woman?
His woman? Well, I'm his wife.
His wife? Really? Smith. Oh, my God, I just cannot believe this. Let me tell you about me and how I got caught up, okay?
He was with me every night for the last 4 weeks. Didn't you notice he was distant, or couldn't you see? Not to mention, we made love every night. Thought I was the only woman in his life.
Now, young thing, I'm trying to be cool. I want to make something clear, I was never his fool. Didn't you notice he never spent the night? And regardless of you, he came home to his wife.
He played a role.
Number to call 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to the queen or stay on the line to hear the show. I got to tell you, queen, y'all did y'all thing on that single.
Oh, thank you so
y'all
much.
Y'all went,
thank
wow.
So much.
And what's funny is the single fit the topic we was talking about. That's what's funny because you and from General Question don't know each other or anything, and the single just went along with the topic. And
right.
I'm like, wow.
Exactly.
And
like you can
really
see the visual on that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
y'all
you
really
so
did
much.
Y'all
and
thing
that,
on that.
Yeah, that one is off the album, which my album is out now, which dropped on June 25th, The Definition of Music. So, you know, you can cop that. You know, off of
Bondit.com.
Yeah,
oh, we definitely gonna keep a posted about that.
Right.
And even before, after the show, I'm gonna keep in touch with you because we might have something for you since your album is dropping.
Right.
I'm gonna keep in touch with you and let you know what's going on and everything because y'all definitely doing it. Ain't no question about it. I believe we have a caller on the line for you right now.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Is it? Y'all was good. This is Miss Mahogany representing the West Side. What's happening?
That's so awesome.
I wouldn't know. Made up a lot of entertainment. I'm calling the show to the queen.
Yes.
You doing
yes.
your
Thank you so much. That's love right there. That's my sis right there, y'all. That's Miss Mahogany. Straight out of
I think I heard of Miss Mahogany.
Yeah.
I think I got Miss Mahogany, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
don't worry, Miss Mahogany. You next.
That's loud. That's the song right there.
Yes.
Okay, well, we listen. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Thank
all
you,
right,
Mom.
Thanks for calling.
Right.
We have another caller on the lines for you.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have
Queen
on the line.
I'm good, Queen. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. Who am I speaking with?
Lavina.
Lavina.
Hey.
All of the people I know, that's what's up. How you doing?
I am doing good. I'm sitting here jamming. When I tell you this is a hit, this is a hit. Everybody can relate. Mother, father, sister, brother, you name it. Everybody knows somebody that has went through something like this.
Right. Thank you so much. And see, that's the thing. That's one thing about my music. I do talk about real life situations. I mean, I can always talk about the real and what I went through or what I seen somebody close to me went through. You see what I'm saying? So, and my motive is, you know, I don't want to be positive. I want to be effective. Like, you know, I believe just like you. You know what I mean? I'm human,
that's
just
right.
like you. So, you know, I feel the pain. So, you know, just take me as I am. You can really learn a person through song. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So I thank you.
You are definitely doing it. I'm following you. Don't you worry.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't you worry.
Thank you so much, love.
All right, take care.
All right, you too.
We have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We
hey,
Queen.
Hey,
Queen.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm speechless.
You're speechless.
I can't even say anything. That was man. That hit home right there.
Right. That's it. Oh
and
my goodness.
I just want to say, hey, keep it going.
Thank you.
That was off the charts.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
and
much.
I
I'm
mean,
so
real talk. Just keep moving forward. You got it going on. You and Deidre.
Thank you so much. Oh, Rich boy, you see how God working?
Oh yeah. I'm actually switchboard operator. I see the lines. I'm like, wait, who's that right there?
Wow.
But you have another call. When Clint finished, you have another caller on the line.
Well, no, I'm not. Rich. I have no more to say. I'm just bowing my head. And I'm bowing my head. That's it. Because she
thank you.
Yo,
thank you so
much. Queen, you on top, girl. You on the one. You done.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you
nothing.
So
watch
much.
Thank
you so
watch
much.
Watch me hear the next one.
Good night.
All right, Clint. We have another call on the line for you, Queen. Caller, are you there?
Yes. What's up, baby darling?
What's on it, baby?
I'm just calling in showing love, mommy. You know I'm looking for that in this case, you hear me?
Yes. It's my daddy too, y'all.
Oh, all right.
Thank you so much for listening in.
You know I'm waiting on that, you hear me?
Oh, she's definitely going here. She's definitely going places. Ain't no question about it.
I said, you know I'm waiting on that. I'm waiting on that inside of your wall, so you hurry up and get it to me, all right?
I got you. No doubt about it, boo.
I'm going to let you get the rest of your love, you hear me? But I'm right here, mama.
Okay, I got you, babe.
All right, boo.
All right.
All right.
That's my man in there. That's my boo right there.
All right. Wow. Yeah, she's definitely going places. Ain't no question about it. You're going places. But let's get into this IWSU.
Yeah.
Independent Women Stand Up. You actually the founder of that organization. What made you start that?
What made me start that? That was back in we're talking about it, you know, planning on it on 2009 with my other co-founder, Shereen McLaurin, a.k.a. Ms. Mayhem. And we were doing a show. It was a showcase that was going down at Club Lava down in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner wanted to do an all-female show. And he came with it with Ms. Mayhem with the idea. And, you know, when she came with it to me, you know, I just came up with the title and, you know, got in contact with every female artist, you know, that's doing something around Alabama, you know what I mean, in the underground world.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it was a great success, you know what I mean? And the showcase was called Independent Women Stand Up. And, you know, it was pink and black and, you know, I have pictures and everything on my Facebook. But, you know, it was a great success, and some of the other artists wanted to go along with it as a movement, you know. And I was like, you know, yeah, I'm all for it. Whatever you guys want to do, I support it. I'm behind it. You know what I mean? Just because of the name brand. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it's been. And, you know, we're trying to get back on the ball of it this year, you know.
Oh, all right.
So,
it definitely
sounds
like a real good organization, too. You know,
right,
and we'll
right.
support
so,
you in that organization because I'm pretty sure, you know, Lavina and them will support you the way y'all females all get together and do y'all little thing. But anyway.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, at that time, it was like, you know, it was so male dominated at that time around town, you know, of men. So, you know, with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that showcase, you know, it brought every female I'm talking about that did. Any and everything, you know, was a part of that or came to it or, you know, heard about it and, you know, rolled on with it, you know?
Now, who would you say is some of your biggest influences in the music industry?
My biggest influence, I would have to say Mary.
Oh, okay, Mary.
Mary J.
Okay.
Blige. Yes.
On
Mary
the 411, huh?
Right, exactly. You know? Yeah, Mary J. Mary J. And she's actually the
and
first.
Who, go ahead.
Yes. And you say what now?
No, I said go ahead, continue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, Mary J., you know, because, you know, I can feel what she go through, you know what I'm saying, or what she went through, and you know, now is rejoiceful and everything is happy and happy-go-lucky now. You know, that's good. Like you see a caterpillar turn into a butterfly, and everybody has that type of testimony. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
For going
exactly.
up there, you know. So, I mean, just her and her story. Her and her story, and also, Natalie Cole.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You take two of the baddest females
right.
in the industry.
Right. I mean, because I'm really, I'm an old soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school to the max. You hear me?
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Okay. You know, that's all, you know, I grew up on and, you know, performing when I was with, you know, the band and everything since I was 15, you know, so, yeah, I have a lot of
okay.
experience in the live band.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
With your parents being Christian, did they have a problem with you doing R&B instead of gospel music?
Well, you know, my dad, you know, he still, you know, stuck on that, you know, you can't serve two masters type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was like I was kind of struggling with it because you know I want my parents to be proud of me, but at the
mm-hmm.
same time, it's you know, it's my dream, like this. Is what I've been, you know, just singing, period, no matter what it was. You know what I mean? Jazz, blues, gospel, you know, R&B, soul, you know, all of that, all wrapped up into one. You know what I mean? It's like I can't do
okay.
one without the other or stop because, I mean, that my heart is in music, period. So I'm trying to get him to look at it as to where, you know, okay, I keep God first. No doubt about that. You know what I mean? I know where my help comes from. But don't try to judge me or, you know, throw stones because I'm doing this type of music. That doesn't mean that I don't love or respect God any less. If anything,
exactly.
I'm loving him more because this is a gift. I'm, you know, I know my purpose, and my purpose is to start to get to people through song, okay? How to get to them is through real-life situation. How can I relate to them? How can somebody relate to me? You see what I'm saying? Why would
okay.
somebody listen
mm-hmm.
to me? You know, I look at it like that. Like you, like I say, I bleed just like you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I bleed just like
mm-hmm.
you. I cry like you. I get mad. I get stressed. I want to give it up. You know, people match my buttons. And, then, you know, it's like we feed off emotions every day. So I can relate to that. So why not sing
okay.
about it? You know, that's
exactly.
how you get in the booth. That's like my therapy. And that's all I want. I just want people to feel me. You know, take me as I am. I'm not trying to be Mary J. Blige or, you know, and nothing like that. I just feel like, you know, I have a story. I didn't overcame some things, and I know some people out there can relate as well. Because a lot of people
mm-hmm.
really don't talk. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people
exactly.
don't want to talk about what they, you know, go through and everything.
Exactly.
A lot of people are very private, and I can respect that as well, too. You know?
Yeah, I mean, but that's not a good thing either, you know, keeping it all
right.
bowed in. That's why
exactly.
I respect the fact that you say letting it out on a song.
Right. Exactly. Because like I said, everybody has a bad side. Everybody can get to that point to where it'd be like, man, get this. You know what I'm saying? This is it. And whoever in my way getting it, I don't care. You know, you get to that point
mm-hmm.
at some time. You know,
yeah.
but that's when you have to have a real good support system that knows, I
mm-hmm.
mean, some prayer warriors on your side. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
To keep you focused. Because, I mean, especially when you have a calling on your life or whatever that you're called to do or, you know, try to succeed in any type of field, doctor, lawyer, whatever, nurse. You know what I'm saying? Single, rapper,
mm-hmm.
whatever your dream is, you know, the devil is going to attack. You know what I mean? Because he already knows what's going on in your future. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of distractions and obstacles and everything that you'll go through. But the thing about it is you have to really know that it's just a test every time. Like, this
uh-huh.
is, you know, this is not going to last long. This is a choice. Because everything in life is about what? Choice.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? When it all boils down to it, especially when you over 18, I mean, you know right from wrong when you're 1 year old. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do is by choice. You know, I don't want to poop in them, but I mean, I'm just being real, you know.
Yeah, that's how you gotta be.
Yeah.
That's the only way to be.
Right.
You know, you have to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you ain't be like that, then you know you're phony to yourself and to other people that look for you as that role model or look for you for that, you know.
Exactly.
Secure, dependent, you know, response that you expect in a gift that you expect that they expect for you to give to them. You understand?
Right, exactly. And the thing that I do not want to portray is that I'm perfect, or you know what I'm saying. I deal with things in a whole different way. You know what I mean? Like I do stay prayed up. I keep myself around positivity. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
You have to do that. You know, you really have to do that. So, you know, I mean, I've made mistakes in my life. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I'm American's idol because I'm not, you know, the all-American girl. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm from the hood and, you know, and everything like that. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm striving, you know, better. I'm a mother. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mother of two. You know, they're growing up to be preteens and, you know, so I have so many hats to wear. I have so many hats to wear.
I hear you. You know, let's talk about your single job opening.
Right. You like that?
What's the concept? I'm going to say, what's the concept behind that single?
Right, job opening is just what it is, what it sounds like. Extra, read all about it. It's in the newspapers. It's coming through Texas. It's coming through commercials, through your TV. Yes. Somebody knocking at your door, telling
you
extra.
Oh, wow. You are definitely doing it. You are definitely doing it.
It's really about. Excuse me. But it's really about the single life. You know what I'm saying? Male or female. You know what I'm saying? Any
mm-hmm.
gender could relate to it. Because it's like, yeah, I'm single. The next person that I'm going to let in my life, I'm going to have to do a background check. I'm going to have to make sure they don't know nobody I know in my past. You know, I don't want to deal with nobody. That, you know, I don't want to, you know, see the red flags and stuff like that. So it's just best to know this person right up front. So here go the
mm-hmm.
song. You know, this song right here, you know, represents all that. You know, just like a guy
yeah,
want to know
definitely.
What a girl is about. Yeah, women want to know what a guy's about, too. Like, why not, you know, I ain't going to waste my time. We all ain't getting no younger, you know? So it's like, let me go ahead and check your resume. Let's see what's on your resume, you know.
Uh-huh.
And see where we can go from there, you know, and then we'll call you in 2 weeks. I have my people call your people. It's the same benefit. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I'm going to do a video for it. The whole vision
okay.
of it, it's going to come to light, I promise you.
I know it's going to be.
That is in the works. Yes.
I know it's
going to
be crazy. All
right,
Dons and Divas. Once again, phone lines are open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to the queen or stay on the line and hear the show. This is another one of her bangers titled Job Opening. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I'm taking applications. Do you qualify for me? The job is hard, but it's easy to satisfy your every need. And even
paying your salary. I don't play no mind games. My love will stay the same if your promise not to change. And handle me like I'm weak, cause in this game I'm never great. I'm all about loyalty, so don't come half stepping. I can see and feel fake. Now this what I need, respect, love, and loyalty. Money, yep, it's guaranteed. Yep, I'm back up on my feet. Be the man the same way. You gotta show me and not for today. I know I was supposed to give you all this play. That's why I'm on, cause I'm on my break. Now I'm on the eliminate. Close it up, job open it. Cause the last couldn't handle it. He wasn't man, he's up for me. Straight to feel the man in my tree. He was a nightmare, he made me free. Addicted to women, and I was the one and only for real. Gotta have your own car and crib, cause living alone, me hell, all I ain't with it. Got two kids to take care of, got no time to carry ya. I'm so independent, but been through hell and hot water. But nowadays I'm better. Now what's the question that you have for me? Cause I'm willing to answer. What's one, two, three questions that you have for me? I'm willing to listen to you.
Everything's everything, man. I'm blessed. Happy New Year's to both of y'all.
Oh, thank you, babe.
Keep grinding. That's definitely. I was sitting there. I'm listening to the track. I got my little niece and my little sister with me, and they all they dancing, walking up and down, talking about extra, extra, read all about it. I'm like, that's what's up. If the kids sing it, it's a hit.
Okay, you already know. So, thanks so much. That thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah.
No problem.
Yes.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
true.
We're going to
All right, love. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah, that's basically why I was calling to give my salutes. I heard a track. You know, I appreciate good music. So I heard the track, right. And I like the track, and I wanted to give you salutes, too. So, you know, that was my reason for calling in today.
Okay,
yeah, true,
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
no problem. Yes.
You are, hey, are you on Facebook?
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm on Facebook. Look me up, facebook.com/love4queen. That's love, the number four, and queen. Look
I
me up on there. Look
I
me up on there. Click that like button, find me.
Oh, you know I will.
Click that. Let's network.
That's the love.
That's what it do. Thank you so much, though.
Truth.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
No doubt. Truth is definitely.
Yeah.
He was actually on the show a couple of months ago. If you go to the archive, you see his name. His joint is crazy too. Maybe y'all can link up because he's doing his thing.
Oh,
yes, he's doing his thing.
I love the spam and the great music. You know what I mean? I love that and having the creativity. So yeah, hit me up, man. We probably get some popping. Like real talk.
Yeah. He's definitely doing his joint is sick. He's another artist that I was talking to you about. I'm going to put on his confirmation.
Okay.
He's doing it, too. He's definitely doing it. Now.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you, what can the audience look for in the music business when it comes to Queen?
When it comes to Queen, you can look for soulful, heartfelt knowing that she went through a struggle type of coming, overcoming. Her struggles, her music, her voice. When you hear Queen, you know, you go get a story.
Yeah.
You really get a story. You'll get a story. It will be going through a journey, you know. So that's what you'll get from me.
Okay.
I mean, it's all in a nutshell. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm the best and I'm the this. And, you know, no, it's not that. It's just, you know, plain and simple, you know. Plain and simple, and it's all just filling me through my music and getting to know me through song, you know, like, dang, you know, like I said, now you have to pay attention, you have to pay attention to the songs with me now, you want to get to know me, so that's what you need to know, when you hear my music, you're going to get messages, that is it,
okay.
You are going to get messages. And that's a good thing. I just want to be effective. I want to be effective. I really want to be effective in a good way. You know what I mean? In a good way.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, your name, Queen,
yes.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, first, my name, I started off with Queen of Trill. That's when I came out, when I came back to Birmingham in 2008. That's when I really started with my, you know, getting on the rapping scene and whatnot. With the rapping scene, that was really new for me, or because of me, you know, just been singing and being in live bands, like in a different arena than what I was in when I came in 2008 to see what was going on around, you know, Birmingham and, you know, who was who and, you know, that type of thing. So, and I had moved back from Virginia, you know, coming back there. Birmingham and was stuck with an old high school friend of mine that was in the, you know, rap scene or whatnot and let me out to mastermind on the mic and see how things, you know, go around in Birmingham. So that's when I came out with Queen of Trill.
Oh, okay.
But the Trill, you know, it actually stands for talented, realistic, icon, living life. You know, that's what it meant, right?
Okay.
I mean, I have it tatted on my arm. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I really, you know, that's who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
So, you know, but when I got into the arena of just R&B, neo soul, jazz, southern soul, you know, blues or whatnot, in those type of arenas, it was like, oh, you know, that the name is so long, you know, that's too much to remember. You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, okay, that's what's up, you know, to have it shortened up. Okay, it'll be Queen. And so I was getting so, you know, looking it up, you know, it was a white band named Queen, you know. So when people looking up and stuff like that, yeah, they was this, you know, this big rock band, you know. And so when people look me up, they'd be like, this ain't Queen, this such and such, you know, this garbage and blah, blah, blah. Wow! Are you serious? You can actually see on the profile pic, it's not five white guys on the, you know what I mean, on the profile pic. So, of course, this is not the rock band, but, you know, some people are aware. I just sit and I laugh. I do. I really do. I love it. I love it. I really do.
That's good. Queen,
yeah.
I really want to thank you for joining us tonight. I really do. We're going to have you back on. We definitely got to have you back on because I want some exclusives. We definitely going to keep them intact of when that CD is dropping. But what I would like for you to do is let everybody know, you know, your Facebook, your Twitter, your iTunes, whatever you have, so they could hear your music. So you could definitely send that message out to a lot of other people.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you can look me up at www.vibedeck.com/queen. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/loveforqueen. Make sure you click the like button on that page for me. Also on Facebook as well, facebook.com/thequeen28. Follow me on Twitter, which is for Tiff the Queen.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for Tiff the Queen. So that's the number 4, Tiff and Queen. Also my website, which is www.loveforqueen.com. Also ringtones of my songs. Also, I think I have played us both on there. Job opening as well. You can get the ringtones. Text 4QUEEN to 69937. And also my fan line as well, you guys. Hit me up, 205-585-6628. Again, that number is 205-585-6628.
Oh.
And your access has been granted, baby.
Oh, wow.
And you know,
I gotta,
you gotta
have
you
back on. Is there any shout-outs you want to give, Queen?
Shout-out to Sobeat Entertainment and Rough Flow Records, you know. Also Country Boy and Team, you know, Miss Mayhem, everybody in the underground world, Amara McLean, my mom, my dad, you know, my kids, all of my sisters, my brother also, my man, he's actually coming home this year, 2012, so.
Okay.
A lot of love to my fans, you know, and all of my friends and foes and enemies and haters. I love you all, you know. So make sure you guys, you know, keep in touch with. Yes, you got to love them, you know. They crack me up. You got to love them.
Like my man said, haters ain't nothing but motivators. They motivate
exactly,
us.
Exactly.
You
know? Exactly. You see, I ain't missing no meal. I'm blowing up up here. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
and that's what it do.
I really honored to have you on the show. I really want to thank you again for joining us. I really do.
Y'all, thank you.
We're going to keep
so
in
much.
Touch. Like I said, I'm going to have something. I'm going to call you. We're going to keep in touch. I'm going to have Lavina, the executive producer, call you. And we definitely going to keep in touch, let you know what's going on. All right?
That's what's up. Much love to y'all.
All right.
And that's what's happening. All right.
All right, Dawes and Divas. Coming up next is Couture from Trendsetters Production. We're going to find out what's been going on with them, because if you didn't know, now you know. They doing big things, and it's getting bigger for the 2012. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drip the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drip the swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready.
Yeah, that's a real good thing. But how's
everything with you?
With, everything's good. You know, like I told them all, new year, new things, out with the old and with the new, bigger things for 2012.
I respect that. I respect that.
You know, that's how I got to be, you know?
Yeah.
So, what's been going on with the trendsetters?
Wow, well, since the last time I had Starlight do the interview, which she did such a wonderful job. Got to shout her out again because she put the footwork in for us on GQ Radio, and I appreciate that. But since that time, we actually had our toy drive / cult drive that we did in the Bronx, and that was, I believe we did it like December the 10th or something like that. I can't even remember because we be having a lot going on the low. But we did that event, and we have participated with, you know, different people. We had Smooth Ski. We had Jules Entertainment. We had Swagger Like Us, Latif, my brother, my man, 100 grand. We had my favorite cousin in the whole wide world, Tybo. She rides endlessly. We had Deuces Wow, Shay Shay, and Andrea was up there. We had Pure Elegance Entertainment, Sophisticated Divas. It was a lot of us. It was a mixture of people that came through to want to put an event together, and we did it at St. James Rec Center, and it turned out beautifully. I could not complain at all. I believe everybody that participated was happy, including the trendsetters, amongst the other individuals that actually came to participate. We tried to make it work because we asked people to bring toys, but we tried to have things available for children that was coming just on the strength because they knew that there was an event or they heard the loud music. Because, you know, when DJ Smooth Ski get on the turntables, it's over. It's a party automatically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we, at the end, at the end of it, I think by maybe like Monday or Tuesday, we had finally put everything together. That night after the drive, the girls had to help me back to my house. We had to bring all the bags upstairs to my house, try to separate everything because it went to two different organizations. All the coats that we got went to New York Kids, and then all the toys that we got went to the Starlight Foundation. By the time we got them bags upstairs to my house, we had 15 big garbage bags lined up by my door. Like, I had trouble getting out the door the first couple of days until we dropped it off because it was so much stuff that we had in here. But, you know, before the week was over, we had counted up. It was 8 bags that went to the Starlight Foundation, which was the toys, and 7 bags that went to New York Kids, which was the coats. So it was a beautiful thing because it was other individual independent people and other social clubs, bike clubs, promoting teams, and truck clubs that came out to donate. So it was a beautiful turnout. We can't wait to do it again next year.
I hear you. And, you know, I got to applaud every single one of y'all from Trendsetters because y'all are definitely doing it. And that's real talk. That's real talk.
Thank
right
you.
Definitely
we be trying. We be trying.
I really applaud y'all.
Thank you. There's a lot of different teams out here, you know, that do things, and there's some positive teams that, you know, trendsetters do aspire to. There's other teams that I work closely with, other individual presidents or public relations officers that I work closely with from other social clubs, bike clubs, promoting teams. So I kind of dib and dab on what it is I want to use and take to bring uptown, because a lot of it be in Brooklyn or it be in Harlem or it be, you know, way up in Yonkers. So I try to dib and dab on the things that I learn. I present it to the girls on the team. They, too, present things to the team that they would like. And, you know, we try to mix it up and try to make it work.
Okay, yeah. I see. So y'all definitely got a plan and, you know, going on and everything. And that's a good thing. We actually have a caller on the line for you already.
Okay. I'm going to hold my breath.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
I know who you are already.
Hi, this is Ms. Mo from Trendsetter Productions. Hey, sis.
Hi, Ms. Mo. What
you
doing?
How you doing? In Old Navy. No.
Oh, are you buying me something?
Yeah.
Why are you lying on the air? You going down, Sister Soldier. I'm going to check the receipt. I'm going to check the receipt and see if my name was on it.
How you doing, sister?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm ready for the
weekend. I was on the line. I called like 8 times, you know.
Oh, my God, you did?
Yes, I was trying to get you. I called like 8 times.
Even though you live down the block?
Yeah, but
you just
I
came to help
you, you know?
Okay, I respect that. I respect that. Thank
yes.
you so much for calling,
You're
sis.
Welcome. All right.
I'll see you before the weekend is over.
All right.
No, okay, baby.
All right. We have another caller on the line for you, Qatar.
Let's see who
caller,
is this.
Are you there?
Hello?
Oh, Lord. I know who this is, too.
Shut up. We don't know what the hell this is.
Yes, I do. No one on the corner got swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger like us. Come on. You know I know who it is.
I just call it. What's up, Rich?
What's good, Swag?
Same shit, different day. No.
I hope you didn't call to promote my birthday party because I'm doing that already.
Listen. I'll call it. Hey, I'm proud of you ladies. Y'all keep on winning. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. And, you know, as long as y'all keep doing what y'all doing and stay positive, God going to keep on blessing you and your team.
Thank you, Swagger Like Us. Swagger Like Us. I need to make sure, you know, I say on the air again, even though I tell them all the time, I love and I appreciate Latif. Our business that we do together was long overdue, and we finally got it done. And I'm so happy, even though he be stressing me out sometimes.
He is
one promoter I can honestly say been out here, and all he want to do is see you have fun and make your money. Anything else after that, he don't care about. That he don't got time for that.
Okay, I ain't got time for that. I'm getting old, man. I can't be running around trying to bust somebody in the head. I got to lay low.
Yeah, you like, ain't you like 60? You about 60 now, Swagger, right? You about 60 now, right, Swagger?
No, I'm 75. I can't be 25 in life. I'm going to try to enjoy this last 25.
You ain't going to make that big.
I want to say Couture birthday party. This is her first event as a head promoter on the same bill with me, and she earned that spot to the fullest, and I want to say congratulations to her trendsetters, and January 28th, we tearing the paradise down for her birthday.
Oh,
no doubt. No doubt.
So y'all go on and finish your interview. Couture, love you. Girl.
Yes.
Keep doing
love you, too. Yes, sir.
Rich, I'll let your boy. So,
no doubt, Swag. You know what it is.
And Happy New Year and all that good.
Yep. Same to you, Swag.
Okay.
All right, Couture, we have another caller on the line for you.
Oh, this is getting good. What's up?
Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, you're on the line with Couture from Trendsetters.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
It's Sweet Chocolate.
Oh, well, Sweet Chocolate. My bad. I thought the voice was familiar, but I was a little bit scared. You know, you be sounding kind of rough. I don't want to get into no conversations. That's another trendsetter, Rich, so we good. Call up the guard. That's another trendsetter. Hey, dude.
Hey, I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Hey. Hello?
Hi, Hello. Sweet Chocolate.
What's up, baby?
Nothing, what you doing?
I'm sitting here listening to my little sister.
Do I sound cute on the radio? Because I can't hear myself.
You sound so sexy, girl.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, Lord. I'm so happy about that. Whew. I was nervous for a minute. Jeez Louise. Thank you for calling in, though, Sweet Chocolate.
I just wanted to holler at you. Let you know
okay.
I was listening.
Thank
you.
Okay. Right.
We have another call on your line for you. I like to get the call.
Oh, boy, this
first,
is getting
so.
Serious.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
What
up, Cash?
What's going on?
What's up, Cash? What's up? I know all y'all boys.
What's up, yes. I'm a big sis.
Yo, this is crazy, right? It's like nine girls on a team. I catch everybody's voice. This is crazy. What's up, Cash? How was school today? You went to school?
No. I'm done with that.
Listen, Rich, I got to shout out my girl Cash. She's one of the chief operating officers on the team. She's responsible to keep the sisterhood together and running properly so that I don't kill myself. And I must say that she has her own personal life and family going on. She just graduated from college and still manages to upkeep her sisterhood in the Trendsetters Productions movement. That's my girl on the line.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a supporter you got to have, too.
Yeah, I'll be on her job. Even though yesterday she missed dinner. She missed dinner at my house yesterday, but I'm going to let her slide with that. Because I'm coming to the house this weekend to eat some free food, so make sure you cook. but thank I'm you for calling. I'm going to tell you, being on this team is the best. It's definitely, truly a sisterhood. I couldn't finish half of the stuff that I need to finish with school if it wasn't for them being on me, praying with me, and sticking by me. Whoa, because I don't got no dummies on this team. I don't play that. Cannot be stupid and be a trendsetter. Somebody got to know how to add, multiply, divide, and subtract. So, Cash, I hope you got a B in math. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to see you this weekend, hopefully.
All right. We have another caller.
Oh, come on, man. This is crazy. What's going on?
They showing you live. I told you had the line switch.
Hello. Oh, this person sounds seductive. Hello. Hello.
Yes, you on the air. Yes, you on the air. You're on the air. This is GQ Palace. You got Couture and Trendsetters on the air. Yes, we hear you saying hello.
I think they hung up on me. They probably said, I didn't mean to call Couture. Wrong number. See?
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I guess they'll call back.
Yeah, they might call back.
But let's talk about your birthday party.
Yes! Love on top. Yes. It's going down. This is going to be technically, it should have been the first big party at Paradise in my eyes. But it wasn't, and I'm okay with that, because the first big party is another promoter that I really respect and I admire and I aspire to, and that's Derek. His birthday is January 15th from On the Rocks Entertainment. Shout out to him. But after that, yeah, I'm not promoting that. So after that, we're getting it crazy, January 28th, and that's for me. But it's not only for me, but it's a beautiful thing. It's Love on Top. I'm sure people saw the flyer already. It got Beyonce with that gold bird jacket on. Make sure you get it. It's January 28th. Tickets is only $20 in advance. We got Brucey B, Will Tracks. I believe the doors open at about 10. You know you got to get grown and sexy when you come in Paradise. So please don't come with your little boots and your hoodies and be ready to fight security because you want to get in because you know Ray Ray and Mookie that's already in the party. Because I promise you Ray Ray and Mookie did not come there with constructs on. But amongst that is a lot of other heavy hitters that's on there. I don't know all of them, but a lot of them I'm familiar with. The ones that I do know, you know, we already talking about it. We trying to make sure it's nice, it's sexy, it's happy. You know, it's a big event for the new year because January is not officially over. All the Aquariuses are more than welcome to come out. You still got to pay, though, if you ain't on flyer. So even if you're Aquarius and you show your ID, you still need a ticket. So don't say you listen to me on the line and I told you something different. With me, I know off the top of my head, is Biz. He is from PDG, Play the Game. That's my man, 100 grand. He's a very sweet guy, too. I BBM him and harass him all the time. I know DJ Knuckles, which is also Mr. 212. He's up there. I know Bingo is up there. I know Beautiful Ladies Entertainment, Diva, and Tammy, a.k.a. Mrs. Boss Goomberg, which is my big brother, Corey High, Mr. Goomberg, Harlem Goon himself, her birthday also as well, and a bunch of other people. So, you know, I project that it's going to be real nice and sexy. And, you know, like I said, as far as we're going back to Swagger, doing business with him, I haven't had any problems when I do events with him. They always come out nice. They be grown and sexy. The line sometimes be a little bit long, but it's not usual. You know, they try to get people in, have a nice time, and then get out and go home, and then, you know, go on Facebook and tell everybody you had a nice time.
Oh, all right. Well, we actually have the lines filled again, Fuzzy, so, you know, we got to take the caller.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. How are you? Happy New Year.
I know who that is.
I'm an Aquarius, and I want to know, do I need a ticket?
Yes, you need a ticket. You need a ticket, Starlight. I know you the community chick of the Trendsetters Productions, but you need a ticket.
Starlight does not need no damn ticket. That's what Starlight knows. She does not need no ticket to
get it. No Paradise Theater. I don't want to hear it.
You need two tickets now. Just because you're talking, you need a ticket for the left leg and a ticket for the right leg.
I would just call and ask that question if I need a ticket. How you doing, Rich? Happy New Year.
Hey, what's going on? So, same to you.
The only way you don't need a ticket is if you tell all your little friends to make sure they at your little pre-Valentine's Day birthday get-together at our secret location, which I didn't tell Rich about yet. Then you won't need a ticket if they come there.
I'm going to tell all the people on the street because I don't got no friends. I just got friends at it.
Oh, man. That's crazy. As cute as you are, this is crazy. We got to get you some portfolios or something done. This is, I don't understand, Rich. My sister is cute.
When y'all let me out, baby, I can get
you got
me some
no friends.
As a matter of fact, I plan on getting me some friends on June 28th at the Love On Top birthday bash. You know, I'm going to
get sexy on. Get sexy on. Wait till you see what I'm. Rich, I hope you could come. If you can, it's okay, because Lavina's my girl. So shout out to her, too, because I know she's listening. I really like that lady. She's so patient with me, and she calls us 1,000 times and texts 8 million times. She ain't cursed me out not once. So please shout out to y'all. I forgot. She the executive producer or what she is, but honey, shout out to her because she be on. She be like, okay, no problem. Just let me know. Yeah. I be like, yo, she better than me because I would y'all trick somebody if they kept calling me this much. Like, no, I can't yet. So shout out to her. But yeah. So I hope Lavina could come if you can make it, Rich, because I'm gonna be cute that day. Then I'm gonna go back to the regular me.
Well, we definitely try to get in there. The 28th, matter of fact, when it comes to like stuff like that, definitely be in there. Unless it's like a situation that we can't make it. If I don't come, she'll be there. You know.
Okay.
But mostly we go to places together.
Okay.
All right. And
yes,
we actually have Star. You still on the line?
I'm still here.
On the line. We got another call on the line for you. Call
okay. So Starlight, we're gonna holler at you.
Hello?
Caller?
Oh, I can talk now. Jesus Christ, I was on hold for God knows how long. Damn, everybody, their mother must be calling this girl.
Hi, Vanessa. Hi, everybody.
I'm good. You already know I'm at work making this
money. Oh, man. My poor baby. Gee, that's Frenchie. Is also another community. What's your title again? You the CEO?
Oh, hell no. I'm a CEO.
Okay, I got it. She's the other chief operating officer of the team. So, you know, she's the other person I go to. Like, listen, I don't got time for this. So, you got to do this, and this, and I'm going to holler at you later, player. And believe it or not, she is also one of the youngest ladies on the team. And when I tell you, Rich, if you ever meet this girl, she is just so beautiful inside and out. Since she's been a trendsetter. The numbers, the stuff we hear in the background is probably her punching numbers at her job while she's on the phone. So,
yeah.
Frenchie, I love you, but if you lose your job, you know I'm going to kick you off this team because you need money. So.
No, it's all good. It's all good. You know I'm bossed up over here. I don't play.
Oh, true. But I still can't get a discount. You see that?
You know I got you. Stop it.
Oh, please. I've been waiting for a discount for like 3 years from you. How long I got to be a trendsetter to get a discount, man?
Oh, my God.
But I love you, Frenchie.
I love you, too.
Are you ready for Sunday for the uniform job that we're going to?
Yep, I sure am. I got my hair laid down and all that.
My check ain't clear yet. I'll probably make it through tomorrow.
I'm ready for your party, though. I'm more ready for your birthday party because I've been missing a lot of parties.
For January 28th, you're going to come out.
I'm going to come out doing cartwheels and all that. Everybody going to be like, player.
Don't do no cartwheel on the 28th, please. Save that for another day. Because people know you're a trendsetter. And they will be like, Control, why did you let that girl come here doing that?
Oh, come on. They already know how I do. They know how I give it up already.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Sister Mary Clarence, help us, help us. I'm ready, too. January 28th, and all you that's listening, you got to get your tickets. You can holler at any of the girls on the trendsetters. We all got tickets. Be ready for this movement. Oh, shout out to DJ Capone. He's celebrating his birthday, too. And some of my girls from Diamonds in the Rough, all the way up in Yonkers, is coming to the Paradise to celebrate. But, Frankie, thank you for calling.
No problem, no problem.
I'm going to miss you.
I miss you, too.
My God.
All right, you're
fine.
We have another caller on the line for you.
Oh, my God. What are we doing?
Caller, are you there?
If it's me, I'm here.
Who
okay,
this?
That's you. You on the air.
Ooh, wee. You don't know who this is?
Ooh, wee.
Oh, my God. That's my cousin. That's cousin Tybo. I just shouted her out a little while ago. Shout out to cousin Tybo, who be on all my events. I said that earlier. Cousin, I got your letter from the Starlight Foundation and New York Kids verifying that we did what we had to do for the event. So you can come pick it up. And you need your ticket, too, for my birthday, January 28th. Love on top. Miss you.
I love you, too. Ma's birthday is also on the 28th, so I have to make two runs, just so you know.
Who birthday? Your birthday is in April.
No, I said Ma, Mommy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I thought it was the 29th, the same day as Ma.
No, her birthday is the 24th, but her party is the 28th.
Nah, go to Mommy party. Go to Mommy party.
I'm going to
both. You be faithful to me.
You know
okay, good, because I know you want to see me in my sequence.
You know it.
Oh, whoa.
Hi, cousin. I miss you. Thank you for calling me.
Of course, you're getting it in.
See, I needed somebody outside of the trendsetters to call, because I know these people going to think I gave each one of them girls $5 to call me, but I didn't give them money to call, listen. They really called me on their own.
How you
I
doing,
didn't pay nobody.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's, cousin. I love you. I sent you a picture, me and your cousin.
Okay.
And
okay.
You're doing your thing. I love you. I'll see you on the 28th. I'm going to
yes,
try
ma'am.
To come through tomorrow.
All right, good. I'm gonna be home because I got to go get some clothes done for the girls. So I'll be here. Call me.
All right, I'll do that. But, you know, again, y'all do y'all thing. I love y'all to death. Y'all know y'all my family. You're my blood family. You know that. And
I know.
You're
so special.
Oh, much respect. You already know. You already
okay,
know.
Baby. Okay, boo.
Stop
later.
It. All right.
We have another caller on the line.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Cola, are you there?
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Envy had called and we had lost her. No, Envy,
oh,
we had lost her.
That's the other
we
lady trendsetter. That's my
back.
Sister.
Maybe she called back. Maybe she'll
oh,
call
so.
Back.
Hi, Joe Comitos.
Yeah, I told you had the phone lines going crazy.
I know Levita's going to kill me. She's like, yo, how many times am I transfer? I'm sorry, Lavina. It wasn't my fault. I love you, boo. I love you.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm funny, right?
Yeah.
Look at that. I just make myself
I'm having
so
a ball
useful.
With you, Couture. We got to get you back on, too, because I'm having a ball with you.
Lavina,
she's in
I'll
the back laughing.
I really like her, man. And once again, shout out to her because, you know, I went to her on the strength for something that I really thought she would be good at, and she was just so humble about it. Like, oh, it's nothing. I got you. I'm like, huh? She was like, nah, I got you. Just let me know when you're ready. And you know what I'm saying? That's hard to come by. A lot of people out here, they always have an ulterior motive, and nobody really, a lot of people, don't let me say nobody, don't really want to do things no more just from the heart, like on a strength, like, hey, hold that. Like, hey, I'm going to do this. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's light. And people lose sight of it. Like, the recession is affecting everybody to me. Even Obama, yeah, shout out to him. He's doing what he can. But people still broke, and people still struggling. And I try to make sure I tell everybody that I come across. Like, don't be fooled, because you see trendsetters, we got the nice little outfits and the matching little things and all that. And we still all in the same struggle, and that's what keeps us together. Because we struggle together, and by us struggling together, it strengthens us to help somebody else. Because otherwise, we wouldn't even be able to do it. So, you know, I just want to make sure I put that out there that Trendsetters Productions, we are part of the same recession everybody else is. We just set the trend and the tone that we feel best suits us.
Okay. I hear you on that note. Matter of fact, Lavina wants to say something to you.
Hi, Lavina. That's my girl.
Hey, Miss Couture.
Hi, mom.
Hey, how you doing?
What you doing? I'm fine. What you doing?
Look, you know, work on the switchboard with all your callers.
Oh, that wasn't my fault. I told them to call at 8:30, not 7:30. When nobody would be on the air, they didn't listen to me. See, they called on quick. They smart.
They was calling before you even got on the air.
Oh, man. They probably was setting me up like, we going to get her. We going to get her. they probably was. They was like, we going to get her. We going to keep calling. So she have to keep coming up with different stuff to say. I got a trick for them, though. Watch tomorrow. I'm going to send them on a wild goose chase somewhere next week, telling them it's a toy drive somewhere, and ain't nobody going to be there. I'm playing. I wouldn't do that. They would kill me anyway. They would kill me. They'd come kicking my door and like, what?
Wow.
But Miss Couture, I got you. You know, we're working on something sidebar. Send me this stuff. You know, I got you. We're family.
I am, and I appreciate
you,
it.
All right?
Yes,
all
for right. real, for real.
All right, talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am. Oh. She's so sweet. She's so pleasant.
Yeah. Anyway, no.
Until you make her mad. Yeah. I know what that's like. My boo said the same thing about me. It's not there.
Now, Couture, let me ask you, with you being a founder of the Trendsetters, or Joseph Sal, did you think it will actually become as big as it is? Because I actually have people on my job talking about the Trendsetters.
Wow.
When I told you I'm going to be on the show, they was like, the Trendsetters? Yeah, we heard of the Trendsetters. Did you actually think it would become so big? You got people that really know y'all out there like that.
I mean, I'm hearing that, and I appreciate it. But honestly, I didn't. And the reason why I didn't is because we started Trendsetters under a different entity at one point. And for whatever reason, that didn't work out. And then I started the second set of the Trendsetters where I was by myself. I never thought I would go from one girl to like 9-10 girls at a time, and things would play out the way they would. And, you know, we would just keep getting blessings, and God would keep putting things in front of us that we can move forward with successfully. So, honestly, no. I think the most I thought we might have gotten was we might could have did maybe like 5 girls and maybe, you know, a couple parties here and there until I really was able to finish what I wanted to do. I had made a 5-year goal for Trendsetters Productions. And after, like, the second year, which is coming up now, it was like, okay, Couture, you're moving too slow. Hurry up, because these girls is ready. You know, the world is ready, so you got to figure it out. So, honestly, no, but the way things is playing out, as long as, you know, we continue to be blessed and, you know, be highly favored, I believe we're going to go far.
Yeah, y'all definitely, y'all. Y'all definitely, y'all. Ain't no question about it. We're going to do our best to support y'all to the fullest. We're going to do our best to support y'all to the fullest. Now, just let me, out of the blue, I just want to know, is there a meaning behind the Trendsetters? Like their name,
well,
is there a meaning behind it?
It is, and the meaning is basically trendsetters. If you looked at the word backwards, it's setters of a trend. So trendsetters represents a group of individuals that set a trend for the world that they live in, which is why our name coincides with our quote. It's Trendsetters Productions, set your trend for the world you live in. We believe strongly that everybody is a trendsetter in their own right, in their own way. People set different type of trends according to the path that's put in front of them. And we just lucky that we were all able to find each other and want to set the same type of trend. There's been females that have been here, you know, maybe one or two, that were not able to stay on the team for whatever reason. And that doesn't make them no less of a trendsetter. They're just setting a different type of trend. So that's how we kept the name and the meaning behind it. We set the trend for the world that we live in, and we encourage people to do the same amongst themselves.
Okay. And that's a good thing. I see you got everything. What I want you to do, because we're running out of time,
okay,
I want you to let them know about your part. Let them know about all the events you got going on.
I'm talking about even if it's from now to December.
Well, get your other phone, get your bag, get your book. Get everything you got to get, because we're letting them know everything that the Trendsetters is doing right now.
Okay, I got it. I'm ready.
We're gonna keep letting them know. All right. Go ahead. It's all yours.
All right, January 28th, y'all already know, Couture, Love on Top, The Aquarius edition is going down in Paradise. Tickets is $20. We encourage everybody to come. Come out, have a good time. It's myself and a whole bunch of other promoters, family members, friends that are celebrating their birthdays as well. February 11th, we're going to be going into our second annual Valentine's Day Eat and Treat. It's the Pleasure Evening Edition. It's really for ladies only. Fellas, if you come, it's cool. But, you know, we really want to keep it for the girls. It's at a secret location, which is how we're going to monitor which boys is going to be there. Whether you're cute or you're ugly, you won't get a ticket. After that, we expect to participate in an Easter extravaganza, which is going to be sometime in April of 2012. We still have not concluded on the date. It's between the 7th and the 8th, but I'm positive it will be the 8th. And that event we're actually participating in with other promoters that had asked us to do it with them. I believe May 2nd or May the 5th is our Trendsetters anniversary. The theme of that is love, peace, and awareness. It's an AIDS dance. It's around our anniversary is around the same time as AIDS awareness, so we want to coexist those two, and we ask our people to stay tuned for that as well. June 2nd is our Set a Trend Drive Day. That day we deemed that each girl on the team every year would take a turn and using that day to promote something that they would like to do. This year's day belongs to Starlight. I know she's working on her event. It has to do with, I believe, either going green or recycling. Stay tuned for that as well, because I don't really know what she's doing, but I'm going to wish her the best of luck, and I'm going to support that. Because she a trendsetter. On June 29th, we're going to have our Trendsetters Appreciation Party, which is free all night for everybody. It's going to be at a location that will be announced by the time we have our anniversary dinner dance. We encourage everybody to come to that as well. July 21st is going to be our second annual Man of Field Day. It's going to be a fundraiser cookout somewhere in Harlem, probably Crackers Rock Playground. That event, we kind of shut the park down. We take it amongst ourselves. We invite other promoters, other clubs to participate in it. We're grown-ups battle each other like we kids. We do dodgeball, tug-of-war, basketball, the egg, and the spoon thing. So, yeah, you know, GQ family, of course, y'all be invited. We ask everybody normally to chip in and, you know, just make it a good event. We have the kids come as well, too. So, of course, we'll keep everybody updated with that. I believe September 9th is our Trendsetters Breast Cancer Father and Sunday Basketball Tournament. The location for that hasn't been decided yet, but it'll be coming shortly. October the 20th.
Oh, that'll be my son and play?
Yeah, it's going to be you and your son. It would be a father and son basketball tournament. So you and him, you know, like, we haven't really finalized it yet because my significant other and my son, they play ball, and then I believe a couple of the ladies on the team, their significant others play ball, so I have to actually have a meeting with them so they can kind of school me which way to go, how to go about doing it the best way, you know, for the father and son and whoever else to be on one team, how I'm going to manage that. But we definitely got that going, and we're going to encourage everybody to come. October 20th will be our second annual Bowl-a-thon, which we do for the Children's Cancer and Blood Foundation. Anybody that came to the one we did last year, they know what it was. It was beautiful. It was fun. In the beginning, it was kind of suspect because Harlem Lanes be tripping. But, you know, shout out to them anyway because the manager, she helped pull it off.
Yeah.
And then, and then December 1st, we're going right back to our Trendsetter's second annual Starlight Foundation Toy Drive, which will also be at that time the third annual New York Kids Cold Drive. Everything that I said, you're more than welcome to holler at any girls on the Trendsetters. If you are friends with us by Facebook, you already know who we are. If not, we have a Facebook page, Trendsetters Productions. But on the Facebook page, it's spelled with two C's under the word Productions because we couldn't get the first one together. We also have a website, which is www.trendsetters, which is T-R-E-N-D-S-E-T-T-U-Z, productions with a Z on the end, not a S, .com. So that's trendsettersproductions.com. And, you know, other than that, you will always catch a flyer somewhere. Outside of all events that I mentioned, again, I want to say, when it comes to Swagger Like Us, we do business very heavily and well with him. We expect to do business with other promoters this year as well. So, you know, look out for our logo on the event. And I kind of I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but I want to kind of guarantee that usually whatever event we're on is usually a successful event. Like, people want to come out, and it's not only because of us, so I don't want to take the credit for that. It's just that the people that are usually on that particular event, when they come together, they want to come together in peace and harmony. They want to come together, have a good time. If they drink on, go home the next morning and be thankful that they made it through the night safely.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I applaud y'all, because y'all definitely doing big things. Y'all definitely
Thank you.
No question about it. So, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, of course, I want to shout out. Hold on. Let me make sure I say it right, because last time I think I slipped up. I want to give a beautiful, loving, caring shout-out to Starlight, Trenchy, Cash, Mismo, Dimples, Envy, Sweet Chocolate, Jules, who effective next week will be an official trendsetter. Congratulations to her and Mismo. Those are all the lovely ladies on the Trendsetters team. I want to shout them out and their families out, because it takes time to be a dedicated trendsetter. I know they take away from their personal lives, their jobs, their other friends, their significant others, their kids, their mothers, their fathers. I want to encourage my girls to keep doing the right thing. Y'all know what I tell y'all all the time. If you work hard, you play hard, and that goes to anybody. If you work hard at what you do, you will be in a position to play hard. I want to give much thanks and love to them. Continue to be patient with me, girls, because y'all know I be tripping, especially when I be sending a million texts, because y'all be answering me back quick enough. But, you know, I ain't going to do that on the air. Oh, hold on, sorry, I had to bring it down. I also want to thank all the people that continue to do business with Trendsetters, the people that have not yet done business with Trendsetters. I want to thank the people that we donate to. I also want to thank the people that really don't even feel us, preferably probably because of me, because I don't really care, and I'm, you know, the boss, so it is what it is. But, you know, I want to thank them too, because
like
if it was not for them, if it was not for them, I wouldn't be inspired to stay on my toes. So thank you, you and you. I definitely want to thank my children. You know, I have a daughter and a son. My daughter's 4, my son is 14. You know, I call my daughter my baby Couture, because, you know, she just like me. I don't even know how, but the little girl crazier. But, you know, I thank her for being patient with her mom. She doesn't feel like a neglected child, because I'm in the street all the time. My son, you know, he's a teenager. I thank him, too, because he goes to these events even when he don't feel like it. And I tell him to pick up them bags and sweep the floor and help me with this and put the balloons up and go get the cake. So, you know, shout out to my son as well. I want to thank my significant other, as no matter how much he say he leaving Trendsetters, he's still here. So, yeah, he's been here from day one, even when I had Trendsetter Social Club. He's been here. He's been riding. He's a very, very good support system. I thank him. I love him. He's a great friend. He's my best friend, because if he don't marry me, I'm going to cut him off, but he's still going to be my homie. So, yeah, shout out to him, too. Yeah, good luck with all that, boo. And who else? Did I miss anybody? If I miss anybody, I'm so sorry. But, yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody that's trying to do something positive. If you know that, you know, once upon a time you wasn't a positive individual and now you're taking the time out of your life to be positive, shout out to you, because it's hard to do that, especially with all these mad people around you. So, yeah, praise the Lord and all that. I think that's all covered.
Listen,
I mean, I did good?
You know,
I did right?
You did damn good.
I'll be trying. Oh, hey. Oh, I know I forgot somebody. Because I know if he hear that this radio station happen and I say they, he going to cut me or something like that, and I don't want no problems. I want to give a very big shout-out, hug, love, and kisses, no matter what happens, to Black Silk. Because without Black Silk, and I want to go on a record so there's no more miscommunication, without Black Silk, I believe that I would not have learned a lot of the things that I learned in this promoting game and was able to take them and turn them around and make them as positive as possible. Silk was the first
Black
promoter that believed in me and was like, all right, this world is crazy, but I'm going to let her rock and I'm going to teach her all I can. So shout out to you, Black Silk. I love you always, no matter what.
Yeah, he's doing his $2 Tuesdays, killing it.
Yeah, he is. And no matter what happened, they try to knock him down, he keep coming back. He like the energy out of the bunny. He just keep going.
Exactly, because he went from there to number one.
Yeah, he don't play. And, you know, he used to have He used to have Party on Us. He used to do a lot of different things at Taboo before they closed. And, you know, Trendsetters was always there. And, you know, he just had a birthday party November 19th. That was at Paradise. He got all cute. He thought he was sexy. He was a height, though. You know, he was a height. He wasn't sexy. He was a height. But if anybody asked, he was sexy, you know.
Good talk. I really want to thank you for joining us tonight. You know, the Trendsetters is welcome to GQ Palace anytime. It's never a problem.
Thank you so much.
Whenever y'all ready, just give the call and y'all know y'all in there with no questions asked.
Thank you.
I really want to thank you for joining us tonight. Real talk.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
All right. All right,
Hey.
You too, Couture. I want to, all right, Dons and Divas, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank Walt the Wizard Miller with the GQ Juniper question. I want to thank Queen. Check her out. She's definitely doing her thing, big things in the music scene. And I want to thank Couture and the Trendsetters production. They doing big things this year. So make sure you show your love and support. And don't forget the Paradise Theater, January 28th. Couture birthday bash is going to be sick. So get those tickets. I want to thank you, the listeners, the callers, but most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. My name is Rich Money. Stay safe. Have a blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace, Love Entertainment, where dreams come true. It's butter, baby. Let's toss it up. Good night, y'all.
Good rich, yeah. Bitch. Caught in the light.
I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn bitch, one who live by the code. Put this music shit aside, get it in on the road. A lot of quiet time, pink bottles of rose. Exotic red bottoms, soul body glitter than gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl, swallow what's on the menu. That money trouble up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe, cause I'm running out of space. L. Ray Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
diving to the music. This is how we do it. All night. Raising down the freeway. Just me and my baby.
Goes nothing.
Pull up on the block in the drop top chicken box. Mr. KFC, BBS is in the watch. Living fast where it's all about that money bag. Never front you, take it there, it ain't no coming back. Top down right here is where she wanna be. As my goals unfold right in front of me. Every time we fuck our soul, take a hold of me. Addicted like boogie, that pussy be controlling me. That thing keep calling. Fuck maintain, boy, I gotta keep balling. Pink bottles keep coming. James Bond, Coop, Pop, Clutch, 100.
Diving to the music. This is how we do it. All night. Raising down the freeway. Just me and my baby. In our vibe. Just me and my boy. Glory be that call. Listening to the yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is K Fox representing at Hot 97, and I'm hanging out with DJ MLK. You know how we doing it, Grand.